Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. This week, we have the first of two programs about Hispanic life in the United States. We begin with some population numbers and a look at issues involving immigration.
Group identity starts with a name, or two. Historically, the term Hispanic has meant people of Spanish ancestry. Many people, however, think Latino is a more inclusive term for those with roots in Spanish-speaking countries. Still, others use either term. Hispanics, or Latinos, can be any race. They come from different cultures. They may not even speak Spanish. Whatever the case, in 2003, the government officially estimated them to be the largest minority group in the United States. The Census Bureau is the agency that counts the population. It now says the Hispanic population reached more than 41 million as of July of 2004. That was 14% of the nation.
Latinos were responsible for about one-half of the national population growth from July of 2003 to July of 2004. The Census Bureau says their growth rate was more than 3.5% compared to 1% nationally. Half the Latinos in the United States are under the age of 27. This is a result of high birth rates combined with high immigration levels. Each year, hundreds of thousands of Latinos enter the country legally. But the Pew Hispanic Center, a research group, says that in recent years, greater numbers have arrived illegally.
African Americans are now the second largest minority group in the United States. In the most recent estimates, the black population grew a little more than 1% to just over 39 million. Asians, however, are the second fastest growing minority after Latinos. The Census Bureau estimates the Asian population at 14 million.
People of Mexican ancestry represent more than 60% of the Hispanic population. People from the United States territory of Puerto Rico are about 10%. Other groups are from El Salvador, the Dominican Republic, and other nations in Central America and the Caribbean. South Americans and Cubans add to the mix. Cuban Americans have enjoyed considerable success in business and politics in Florida.
Over time, many Latinos have gained financial security and a better life in the United States. But many others arrive poor. They lack the skills or education to get good jobs. The Pew Hispanic Center says Latinos held almost half the new jobs produced in the economy in 2004. But it says Latinos are the only major group of workers to have had a decrease in pay for 2 years. The center says they now earn 5% less than they did before. Several economists suggest that the newest arrivals may be competing with each other for jobs, pushing down wages.
Some public officials and commentators say Latinos place too much demand on healthcare systems, schools, and other social services. There are calls for immigration reform and more border controls. Yet, a number of studies have suggested that the economy gains far more from illegal immigrants than they take. The Pew Hispanic Center estimates that more than 10 million immigrants were in the United States illegally as of March 2004. A new report says more than 80% were from Latin America, and more than half of them from Mexico. Asians represented 9%. Other illegal immigrants came from Europe, Canada, and Africa. Traditionally, most illegal immigrants have settled in California, Texas, and a few other states. California and Texas used to belong to Mexico. But the report says many now settle in other states in the Southeast and Midwest.
It is against the law to employ illegal immigrants, but many businesses do so. Undocumented workers can be found in many industries, including the building trades and service jobs. Many farmers depend on them to pick fruits and vegetables. A life of hard labor rarely pays much. Working conditions can be dangerous, even life-threatening. President Bush has proposed a guest worker plan. He says it would help both workers and their employers. Under his proposal, guest workers would not be punished for entering the country or working illegally. Their temporary work permits would be good for 3 years and could be renewed. In the end, workers would be expected to return home unless they had been approved for citizenship under the normal process. Critics say the plan would, in effect, serve as an amnesty since people who entered the country illegally would not be punished. The president says he does not support the idea of amnesty.
Mr. Bush proposed his plan in January of 2004. Congress has not yet acted on it. Recently, Mr. Bush discussed his legislative program with members of Congress. Tom DeLay is the Republican majority leader in the House. He said the president admitted that he had not been very clear about his immigration plan and would try to do better.
Language is an issue when it comes to schooling for the children of Latino immigrants. There is national debate about how best to teach English and other subjects to Spanish-speaking children. Studies show that Latinos finish high school at sharply lower rates than non-Hispanic whites. In 2004, the Pew Hispanic Center published a study about higher education. The study said that only about half as many Latinos finish 4 years of college as do non-Hispanic white students. Many Latinos, however, attend two-year colleges. Many also attend school only part-time. Some work two or three jobs to try to earn a living for themselves and their families.
Marketers recognize the growing importance of selling to what is now America's largest minority group. Spanish language programming is increasing on radio and television, Latinos are gaining influence in cultural and political life. On July 1st, Antonio Villaraigosa will take office as mayor of Los Angeles, the second largest city in the United States. He is the first Latino elected to lead Los Angeles since the 1870s. His father came to the United States from Mexico. Mr. Villaraigosa defeated James Hahn, an unpopular one-term mayor who had defeated him 4 years ago. Both men are Democrats. This time, Mr. Villaraigosa won with strong support from a coalition of white liberals, African Americans, and Latinos.
The United States now has a Latino Attorney General. Alberto Gonzalez formerly served as the top legal advisor to President Bush. Mr. Bush chose him for the nation's top law enforcement official in November of 2004. Mr. Gonzalez is often discussed as a possible future justice on the Supreme Court. And another Hispanic official, Bill Richardson, is often discussed as a possible Democratic candidate for president. He is governor of New Mexico. Hispanic groups argue that Latinos are not very well represented in movies and television shows. But Latino singers like Jennifer Lopez, Christina Aguilera, and Ricky Martin enjoy popular success in the United States.
Before we go, we want to tell you about a new record called Chavez Ravine. The songs tell stories about life for Mexican Americans in Los Angeles in the 1940s and 50s. Chavez Ravine is an area of the city where homes were torn down, supposedly to build new housing for the poor. Instead, the land became the home of where the Los Angeles Dodgers play baseball. The record is by the guitar great Ry Cooder, joined by Latino musicians, including the singer Little Willie G. We leave you with a song called Anda Callejera.
Era la medianoche when oímos the scream. Se requiere 100 taxis en el armería de Chávez Ravín. Un montón de soldados, jóvenes y engañados, quedaron su bronca downtown LA contra los pachucos sin saber por qué. Brota una desmadre
cortito,
acomodado
sobre
un pedazo de tierra injustamente robado.
Our program was written by Geralyn Watson, with additional reporting by Brianna Blake. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. Our programs are online at voaspecialenglish.com. Listen again next week when we continue our report about Latinos in the United States on This is America in VOA Special English.
Una bola de pinche sin corazón y pasó piedad por llenarse las bolsas, se van a quemar. Onda callejera, onda sin honor, maldita onda, onda de odio, onda callejera. your home.